I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sweeney Murdy is in San Diego at the baseball winter meetings from WFAN. The great Sweeney Murdy, he covers the Yankees for the Fan, and he's on the inside skinny out in San Diego with everything that's going on. We are blown away, Sweeney, with this deal. Before it happened, Carver High and I were licking our chops literally minutes before it happened. We were sitting here saying that if he doesn't sign with the Bombers, he's clearly afraid of the big stage, and he'll go tug his tail out west and play with those femmes out there. The fact that he signed with the Yankees is all we needed to know, that we love him forever, because we were going to hate him forever if he went out west. And the fact that he got that huge deal is just absolutely amazing.
Well, you're gonna need to see him perform, too, to love him forever, right? Or else that money is going to be a reminder for a long time. But I think everybody believes what you're talking about, Scotty, is that, you know, he has the mentality that this is where he wanted to be. Listen, the ninth year certainly didn't hurt, and the extra money, which we're assuming at this point is what pushes the Yankees over the top, that, you know, once you got from Strasburg got to seven, everybody else had to go eight if you wanted Cole, and then the Yankees ended up going nine. Cole said yes. At some point, you know, he was going to have to say, yes, that's where I want to go, as opposed to playing at home and the allure of that. Listen, the Yankees are a team that's built to be a contending team. And you add Gerrit Cole, you might be a lot more than just a contending team. But you're right, it takes a special person to want to embrace that, no matter how much money it is. And just saying yes to start tells you something about Gerrit Cole.
What did you think of how staggering it was compared to even Strasburg's deal or some of the other deals we've seen in the past, like, you know, the Price deal and others that have been, like, over the years, they've just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And, like, even last year or whatever it was, Corbin, $140 million, 6 years. Machado and Harper, different. They're not pitchers. They got $300 and $330, but this guy getting $324 is just, it's just unbelievable.
It's a lot, and I don't think we saw it. I mean, even just a few days ago, I'm not sure we saw it getting this high. But Strasburg signs at a level that I don't think we saw. Now, you know, the deferments in that contract really take the value down a little bit to the point where, you know, you rationally, you could have offered the exact same deal that that the Nationals gave Steven Strasburg, but not deferred money, and its value is greater. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
But this isn't rational. This is just counting dollars and looking at the number on paper. And it became clear pretty quickly that you have to eclipse that by a pretty strong margin. And when you have big market teams, multiples willing to go that far, you know, you see what happens. And this isn't like last winter with Harper or Machado. It feels like teams realize or were realizing in those cases last year that you could find ways to replicate offense in the game from various places without having to pay those guys that kind of money. But when elite pitching comes onto the market, that's a different story. The market's moving a lot differently, and we've seen Strasburg, Cole, and Wheeler all gone off the board for, what's the combined total here? What are we, you know?
Oh, my God.
245. So we're talking about $690 million, something like that, right?
Crazy.
For three guys. And that's not the kind of money that was being thrown around last year. Elite pitching moves the needle a lot differently.
Sweeney Murdy.
I got math in my head. Maybe Carver can check that.
Yeah. You know, I skipped school that day, and I went to a baseball game, in fact, at Three Rivers. Let me ask you.
Yeah, when Mike Schmidt hit his 500th home run, I remember.
Oh, God, it was the worst thing ever. I was there that day. I was there that
day. I
know.
I know.
Now, listen, let me ask you this question. His slider became his filthy pitch. Now, he's got his fastball is ridiculous. And he started throwing a four-seam fastball. And his slider, and, you know, his numbers in the postseason, he lost finally in the World Series Game 1. But later in the series, he won. He ended up 4-1 in the postseason. But those pitches he throws, he throws the ball in the strike zone. He throws strikes. He throws on the corners. He just throws it. He just brings it. And I got to tell you, at 29, what he's done in the last 2 years is phenomenal. And we were kind of comparing him to Scherzer when he left Detroit and went to Washington, where they've really gotten their money's worth out of that guy. Unless the guy's arm falls off, this guy, you know, the five-year opt-out, at least 5 years is going to be filthy, I would think. Come on, Sweeney.
4 or 5 years is what you're looking at here as far as trying to get value out of it. If you're still getting value in year 6 or 7, that's gold. If you're getting anything out of it in year 8 and 9, I mean, you got to consider that a bonus. I think you have to understand that. You got to pay what you got to pay to get the player, and then you deal with it later, because in the short window, you realize that you're probably getting something close to the value that you anticipated. The thing that struck me about Cole was just how precise everything is, and that four-seam fastball you're talking about actually looked like its velocity,
right,
is high four-seam fastball velocity, but it's got a little tail to it. I remember watching in the playoffs, watching some of these games, it has a little two-seam tail to it at the top of the zone, and that feels, and I don't know if that's just the illusion or if it's really tailing like that with that extra little motion. That's not straight fastball velocity up there. That's got a little tail to it, a little movement to it that really makes it special. And, I mean, I think we all saw what he could do. And it's one thing to watch a guy do it in the regular season. If he got smoked in the playoffs, it's, you know, we'd be talking about him differently. We watched him do the same things in October in big places. And, you know, it's a long year, and to keep doing it as long as he did, I mean, he might not reach that level again, but you know there's something there that he can reach back for. And even if it's not at a 5 month stretch, he pitches like this for a month at a time, 2 months at a time. I mean, I think the Yankees are going to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, listen, they did it with CC Sabathia, and they got a ring out of it. And I think that I'm willing to say they'll get a ring out of this guy. He is absolutely filthy. I have to tell you, as a Pirate fan, you know, this is the same torture. It's like being an addict or something. It's doing the same thing day after day and expecting a different outcome. The Pirates draft these great players in their high draft picks. They get these phenomenal talents, and every single one of them leaves and becomes some kind of rock star. Bell will be the next one to leave. I want to slice my wrists being a Pirate fan watching every great player. Now, God bless that I love the Yankees, too. I have to, being a Pirate fan, to live in New York for 20 years. I love the Bombers, but I got to tell you, it kills me to see what has happened to all these great players. They all end up like, look at the money this guy made in Pittsburgh. He was like 12 and 12, and he was this young kid, and now look at him. It makes me want to hurl.
Well, and see what he unlocked at the right time in his career to really step up the next. I'll tell you though, I'm here in San Diego, and we did a show locally on WFAN earlier in the night. And Derek Shelton, new manager of the Pirates, was on our show. And, you know, I've known him for many years and knew, like, of his desire to manage. And as he was working his way up through different teams, you know, you saw how sharp he was. You saw how the teams he was on, what they were like, and what role he played in it. He's got the good parts inside him to be a good manager. Now the roster, the makeup of the team will tell you how good a manager he can be. But what you're talking about, the Pirates might have to keep doing that for just a little bit more. If they can do it right, remember, they didn't make out very good on some of these deals, or else the payback would have been a little bit more immediate.
Right.
But if they can get Marte and Archer, and if Archer gets off to a good start, and they're able to parlay that into moving him into more pieces, now all of a sudden you're talking about building that back up quicker. But those are two key pieces for them if they can somehow figure out how to get better return than they got on the, you know, the Cole and every all those other
things. And you know, the fact that they don't play with cleats and baseball bats because they're broke, I mean, you know, that they use toothpicks and wear their socks to play is a little bit of a problem. Their payroll, they have a higher payroll at WFAN than they do on the Pirates.
Yeah, but that's all Steve Summers. It's all tied up in one guy.
The schmoozer with the call. Sweeney comes in with the low fastball with the schmooze. news. Hey, so look at the lineup now with their starting pitching and their bullpen. Your boy Carver High brought up Domingo Germán. I went, who? Because he doesn't matter. Yeah. I know he's a great pitcher. But honestly, that team with that bullpen and that rotation, having that guy on the mound every fifth day, all I have to say is man, is it going to be expensive to go to the Bronx to watch baseball games?
Listen, well, and you knew it was going to be the case anyway. I'll tell you one thing, though. This kind of brings it back around to what I was talking about with the guy who, just because they offered the most money doesn't mean they're going to get the player, because we saw Cliff Lee go to Philadelphia. But Cliff Lee joined that Phillies rotation. Remember, they had Roy Halladay, Cliff Lee, Cole Hamels, Roy Oswalt. It was a dream rotation, and they got beat in a best-of-five division series by an 83-win Cardinals team. We can talk about this right now and talk about how great it is, and you know, look at how the playoffs turned out. You can get knocked up very – the Astros this year. Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander went to a Game 5 against Tampa Bay. They were this close to being knocked out.
Right.
It's great to talk about this time of year, and you can say, yeah, just write them all the way through. But when baseball gets played, weird things happen sometimes.
Hey, Sweeney, you know, I go to La Jolla every summer surfing. How do you like San Diego? Not too shabby, huh?
Yeah, it's all right. You know, although, you know, you spend a hotel lobby in San Diego looks the same as a hotel lobby in, you know,
don't cash my buzz, Greenland, Sweeney. Don't cash my buzz. Go to the beach. Go look at some bikinis. Like, get out of the hotel
lobby. I can't. I don't know who else they're going to sign between now and then. How can I leave?
Get him. Hey, Carver, I call up Speedy Weedy and have him drop off a couple blunts down at the hotel.
We'll take care of it.
Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay an extra couple of days, and I'm going to send you that expense report so you can reimburse me for that.
Yeah, no problem. I'll give it to my bosses here. They're so fun with money. Anyway, Sweeney, great stuff on Gerrit Cole. You're the man. Great job on the fan. Thanks for calling us. I love you. There he is, Sweeney Murdy. Getting down and dirty with Sweeney Murdy. That's my boy right there. I love that dude.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.